creatures of Celtic mythology. Throughout this series, we've discussed different gods, heroes, villains, and strange tales, but mythology and folklore are often filled with unusual creatures and monsters. These creatures, less than gods but stranger than men, are often some of the most pervasive elements of oral tradition, providing mystery, superstition, and fear to people for generations. While this video will look at some of the most well-known entities from Celtic lore, including the differences from popular depictions, I'll also discuss some of the lesser-known creatures. To start with, we have Ourtach, known as the Irish vampire. According to legend, Ourtach was a warlord who ruled over a small kingdom during the 5th century. Ourtach was known for his brutality, and his people greatly feared him, going so far as to believe that he had powers of dark magic. Eventually, Ourtach's people decided to conspire against him, and went to a neighboring clan in the hopes of appealing to their chieftain to slay Ourtach. The chieftain, Cathon, agreed to the task, and later ambushed Ourtach, easily slaying him. Cathon proceeded to bury Ourtach standing up in his grave, as was the tradition for kings and chieftains. Shockingly, the next day, Ourtach awakened from his grave and goes to his subjects, demanding their blood. Cathon returned to slay Ourtach once again, killing and burying him in the same manner, but again Ourtach rose. Bewildered, Cathon went to a druid for assistance, who informed him that since Ourtach was already dead, it was useless to slay him again. Instead, he told Cathon to stab him in the heart with a wooden sword, bury him upside down in a grave, surround the grave with thorns, and place a large stone on top. Cathon went to Ourtach a third time, and did as the druid instructed. It is said that Ourtach is still there, under the ground, waiting for someone to remove the gravestone. Moving from Ireland to Scotland, we have the Kelpie, a water spirit that can take the form of a horse or of a human, generally male. Tales of the Kelpie are spread across Scotland and vary from place to place, but generally it is seen as a malevolent creature that drags humans into a body of water and devours them. The stories are sometimes embellished with the concept of the Kelpie leaving the victim's entrails on the water's edge, and children are often victimized in these tales. Children come across a beautiful black horse, begin to pet it, and climb on its back, and then are taken into the water to be slaughtered, unable to escape. Kelpies taking the form of humans generally seek out the same purpose of killing any who wander near. There are some tales of Kelpies being captured or killed, stating that a Kelpie under control has the strength of 10 horses. Some believe the legendary Loch Ness monster to be an ancient Kelpie. Still in Scotland, although they are not strangers to Ireland either, are the Cet Sí, spirits taking the form of black cats with a white spot on their chest. Cet Sí are said to be larger than normal cats, and were generally seen as a fearsome things to be avoided, particularly in Scotland. One of the most notable aspects of Cet Sí was the belief that they could steal the souls of the dead before the gods could take them. To counter this, people would try to distract the Cet Sí from the body until the time when it would be buried. They would hold wrestling contests to amuse the Cet Sí. Music would be played and riddles would be asked, and catnip was spread around away from the body. Additionally, no fires would be lit near the body, as the Cet Sí would be drawn to the warmth. Cet Sí were also capable of placing curses, and on the night of Samhain, a saucer of milk would be laid out for the Cet Sí, otherwise it would curse that family's cows to run dry of milk. A well-known tale sometimes connected to the Cet Sí involves a farmer coming home from his fields one night, seeing a procession of cats carrying a small coffin, chanting about the King of Cats being dead. When the farmer returns home, he tells his wife of what he had seen, and suddenly the family cat stands up, says, "Old Tom is dead? Then I must be king," and runs off into the night, never to be seen again. One creature present in stories across multiple Celtic regions, as well as elsewhere, is the changeling. Since stories of changelings vary from country to country, the definition can be a little hazy, but most broadly, a changeling is a fairy that has been exchanged with a human baby, generally stolen without warning. This replacement could be a tiny adult elf, an elderly fairy hoping to be coddled by humans, a troll or fairy child, or even a magical creation meant to fool the parents until the magic eventually fades. Reasons for taking a human child and replacing it vary, from hoping to raise a human as a servant, as a sacrifice, or simply malice on their part. Some fairies hoped to have a human upbringing, or they required human milk to survive. Sometimes it was believed that changelings would grow up to be hideously disformed and ill-tempered, but it was also believed that changelings could continue to grow and masquerade as humans, sometimes even forgetting that they are changelings. To ward off fairies from taking their children, parents would often leave iron near the baby, believing fairies to be afraid of it, or leave other simple charms around, or just keep a constant watch over the baby. Unfortunately, things also took darker turns, when parents were so convinced that their baby had been replaced that they would attempt to scare the changeling by abusing or torturing the baby. This included beating or whipping the child, and there is at least one reported case of a child being killed when its mother placed it in an oven. Another case in Ireland in 1895 involved a woman named Bridget Cleary, who was burned to death by her husband, who believed she was actually a changeling. Heading back to just Ireland, we have one of the most well-known Irish creatures, the Banshee. A Banshee was a fairy spirit that was generally depicted as a pale woman, young or old, with long hair, either white or red, and bloodshot eyes from continually crying. An old funeral tradition from Ireland and parts of Scotland called keening consisted of a woman or a group of women that would wail and cry in order to lament for the deceased. Some women were so skilled at keening that they would be renowned as professionals and would be in high demand for funerals. This is believed to be the origin for the Banshee, who would wail and cry in the night, announcing the recent or imminent death of a family member. It is believed by some that each Irish family has their own Banshee, and whether or not a Banshee is warning of an imminent demise or celebrating a recent death depends on the Banshee's relationship with the family. It was also said that especially hate-filled Banshees would continually follow an individual and wail throughout the night until the person killed themselves. Finally, we have the most famous creature of Irish folklore, and that is the leprechaun. The leprechaun has perhaps been altered more by pop culture than any other Celtic creature, and its early depictions in folklore paint a vastly different picture. Leprechauns are originally depicted as wearing red coats rather than green, and their appearance varies based on region, sometimes wearing a cocked hat or carrying a sword. An early story involving leprechauns features a king falling asleep on a beach and waking up to see three leprechauns dragging him into the sea. In turn, he captures the leprechauns, who grant him three wishes in exchange for their release. Leprechauns were most well known, however, for being shoemakers and cobblers, and it was said you knew one was near by listening for a small sound of a tiny hammer on nails. Leprechauns have traditionally always been male, and there exist practically no folklore records of female leprechauns, so perhaps leprechauns just spring out of holes in the ground. Leprechauns did traditionally have their own hoards of wealth, and it was possible to relieve a leprechaun of his treasure by capturing or tricking him, but leprechauns were notoriously tricky themselves and loved practical jokes. Leprechauns have certainly become emblematic of Irish culture, despite the alterations made to their design, likely due to their mischievous rather than malicious nature. Of course, there are plenty more creatures across Celtic folklore and tradition than just these. There's the Dullahan, the Irish headless horseman that uses a human spine as a whip, or the Scottish Selkie, capable of changing between a human and a seal, The Welsh have the Adrai Goch, the famous red dragon, and the Cornish have the Spriggans, small fairies capable of changing the weather, stealing children, and casting curses. Many creatures of Celtic mythology have been featured in films, shows, books, comics, and video games, and stories of these entities are certainly among the most unique and evocative in history. While the days of extreme superstition may be largely in the past, we can look back and begin to understand the things people believed when they heard cries in the night, or when they saw something a little out of the ordinary.